Okay, are you ready? There's some sheets here if people want. Yeah, get rid of this actual beer chametz. On the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Here's some papers if anyone didn't get. Okay, so we know that one of the features of the Seder table is a so-called Seder plate, the Ka'ara, which has on it various different items. Most of the items, we understand what they're for. So we have karpas, we have moror, we have charosas, we have the matzahs. Maybe sometimes the matzahs are right under the Seder plate, depending on how your Seder plate is structured, or right next to the Seder plate. But there are two items on the Seder plate, which is what I want to speak about this evening, where the meaning of it or the reason behind it is somewhat questionable. And it's even questionable whether we actually end up using it or not. The Mishnah says in Maseches Pesachim, the first of the sources, in Kuf Yudal and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Heviyu lefonov mitalba b'chazeres et shamagila parperes apas. It's a sort of an unusual phraseology, but as Rashi and Rashbam there in the second and third sources say, what it means is, after it was metabel, after one dips the first tibul, that's the karpas, into whatever we dip the karpas into. So it's a separate discussion. Our minig is to use salt water. But after the karpas, so they bring a plate before him. Before you get, this is the tibul, which is before parparas hapas, before the meal. That was the karpas. Fine. What do you bring? Heviel lefon of matzah, v'chazeres, v'charoses. Okay, matzah is matzah. Chazeres is the lettuce, is the morer, and charoses. And it says, ushnei tavshilin, two cooked items. Doesn't say what they are. And then, side point, afal pi shein charoses mitzah, the charoses may or may not be an exact mitzah, but husband said it is a mitzah. And then the Mishnah adds, u'bemikdash, hayu mevin lefon of gufa shel Pesach. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, among the things they would bring on the Seder plate was actually the meat from the gufa shel Pesach, the meat of the carbon Pesach itself. Very good. That's exactly, according to this Mishnah, it would seem to be a Tosefta in addition to. Very good. So, the Gemara asks in source number four, because the Rashbam says in 3, Shnei Tavshilin, but Gemara Mefarsh connected me. So the Gemara says in source 4, my Shnei Tavshilin, what exactly is meant by Shnei Tavshilin? What are they, first of all? So Amar Huna, Silka Varosa, means beets and rice. Rice, according to, you know, this is before rice became labeled as kitnius and hence forbidden for Ashkenazim. Rice is Mutar on Pesach, I'll be Dinah Torah. So according to Rav Huna, one of the dishes you had on the Seder plate was rice. And Rava, having mahadar silk of rose, a whole enough of me pointed Rav Huna. And since Rav Huna said it, so Rava was taking mahadar, they always make sure to have rice. On Rav Ashi, Shmaminad Rav Huna, the side point, Rav Ashi says, we learned from Rav Huna that the less chayesh lohod b'yechon menuri, that we don't paskin like b'yechon menuri, the tanya b'yechon menuri, omer orez min dogonhu. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri held in general, forget about kidneys. He held that rice is a min dogon, is one of the species of grain. He held, we assume that there are five types of grain, right? Wheat, rye, oats, barley, and spelt. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri held in general, not only by Pesach, but for Chalaf, other things. So Yochanan Nuri held that, or is so he held. Okay? V'chayov and al-chimutze koris, yes. If it rises and becomes chametz, if you make rice flour and it rises and becomes chametz, you're chayov koris. And on the flip side, v'adam yotze bo yidechav oso pesach. If you make matzah out of it, you can make rice matzah and you'll be yotze and pesach, right? I mean, so that's the, that is the, it has the same quality as wheat, the same characteristic as wheat. If it rises, it's chametz, you also chayov koris, and if you make matzah out of it, it's that's what he holds. But Lamaisa, obviously, we don't paskin that way, because he used it, Rav Huna uses one of the types of one of the Shnei Tavshilin. Okay. Ruchizkiya Omer, Chizkiya said, I feel dag u beitza she'olov. They used to have a dish, that's how Rashi explains. Dag u beitza she'olov, Rashi, and so it's Rashi, Rugila hatiachas adag be beitzim. They would make fish with eggs, some kind of a fish and egg dish. It's one thing. It's two different things. Dog and Beitzim, but they would have it together. So that counts as Shnei Tavshilin. There's fish and there's eggs. It would be mixed together. Okay? That's what he says. Rav Yosef Omar, Sorek Shnei Minei Basar. Rav Yosef says it's got to be two types of meat. Okay? None of this rice and beets and fish and eggs. Got to be actually two types of meat. Okay? Why? And he finally gives the reason behind this whole thing. Echad Zechel Pesach ve Echad Zechel Chagiga. To go over quickly, the Rav Rashi explains in Source 7, I'm sorry, source 5, Rashi says, V'echad zeich l'chagigas arbosar. Rashbam in source 6, it's the same thing. Rashi and Rashbam more or less are similar. Okay, first he explains, you know, the Rashbam goes in more detail, explains that we don't pass on like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri on that issue. But he says Zech lechagigas arboasar haboim haPesach. We're actually on Erev, on the day that we call Erev Pesach. You know, when we refer to the holidays Pesach, the Yom Tov Pesach, that's a bit of a misnomer, because the Torah never refers to this 7-day Yom Tov as Pesach. It's always called Chag HaMatzos, right? That's why in the davening and in the Kiddush we say it's Yom Chag HaMatzos. It's never called Pesach in the Torah. That's the slang. That's the nickname that we use for it. But Pesach really refers to the day that we call Erev Pesach. That's the 14th of Nisan, this Monday. Because that's when they brought the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was brought in advance of the Yom Tov. The Korban Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. The 14th of Nisan, that this year it's Monday. Monday afternoon, that's when they brought the Korban Pesach. So that really is the day. Pardon me, that really is the day that's Pesach. Okay, but in any event, so the in addition to the Korban Pesach, they brought another Korban Chagiga. So Korban Chagiga is a Korban that's usually associated with Yom Tov, with the Shol Shagolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and there is Korban Chagiga brought on Pesach, on the Yom Tov we call Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, but there was also something called the Chagigas Yud Dalet, the Korban Chagiga of Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. So there are actually two Korbanas that were brought in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, the day we call Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga. So Rav Yosef says, the Shnei Tavshilin are commemorative of the, and that's why he says dafka to meat, because the carbon obviously was meat, was an animal. So it says the dafka have to use meat, because that's what it was. And therefore, you have to have two pieces of meat. The other poskim, Amoraim that are quoted in the Gemara, don't insist that it has to be meat. That's what Tosus points out in source number 7. It's certainly good if you have two pieces of meat. It's even better, maybe. Rav Yosef insists on it. The others don't insist on it. Okay, Adkan, the Mishnah and the Sugya in the Bible. If you look at the Yerushalmi, it's very, very interesting. The Yerushalmi.
Why would there be more of a zecher for the Chagigas Yedal than for the Chagigas Tezbo?
Or for any other Chagigas that we have. We don't have official zecher. And my guess, the only thing I can say is because it's connected to the Korban Pesach. Since we're commemorating the Korban Pesach, so we don't want to forget there was also another Korban. That's, you know, it's a good question. But that's, I assume. In other words,
as much as there's a zecher for that, it's only because there's no Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov is also everything.
Right.
Right.
But we do a lot of things that, you know, we remember about the Korban Pesach, or we think about the Korban Pesach. So it's just an adjunct. I think it's an adjunct to the Korban Pesach. That's what I have to look at, I think. If you take a look at the Yerushalmi, it's very interesting. Generally speaking, we have a Gbavli in Yerushalmi. Generally speaking, the Mishnah is the same. Right? It's the same Mishnah, and then different discussions in the Gemara. Sometimes discussions are similar. Sometimes they overlap, but sometimes totally different. Usually the Mishnah, actually, the Rav Herschel Schechter, from Mayu, his father, Rav Elimelech Schechter, you remember Rav Elimelech Schechter, Zichron Levracha, who was himself a very prominent Talmid Chacham. So Melech Schechter wrote a sefer, which is available, called HaMishnah BeBavli UbeYerushalmi. He wrote a sefer comparing the language of the Mishnah in the Bavli as opposed to in Yerushalmi. So the sefer was published most of course many years ago, but it isn't quite something. Usually there's little differences, words here and there. So it should be, it's more or less the same, but then he wrote a whole sefer showing I don't know how many places where it's not exactly the same. He points out, this is one of the places. Okay, this is in Simon Kuf Pezayin, his sefer. It's not on the computer. But if you take a look in the Yerushalmi, okay, and it says as follows. Our same Mishnah, Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel, source 8. Mishnah says, Heviu lefon of Yerokos. Okay, you have on the Seder plate, Yerokos. Okay. Bavli doesn't exactly mention the Yerokos, but that's not our issue now. B'chazeres, metal b'chazeres ad shu magil paperes hapas. Here's what's key to us. Hey, viu lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. Exactly where we have it in the Bavli, comparing to source 1, if you want to see it. But then it just goes on and says, afal pi shein charoses mitzvah, it's always been sarak omer mitzvah. U'b'mikdash mevi'en lefon of gufo shol Pesach. Shnei tavshilin are not mentioned in the version of the Yerushalmi. The version of the Mishnah in Yerushalmi does not say Shnei Tavshilin. Okay, that's the omission that he notes. Okay, and by the way, if we take a look in the Rif, okay, the Rif, you know, of course, in the Bavli, the Rif is in Source 9. The Rif presents the Mishnah more or less the way the Yerushalmi has it. The Rif is on Daf Chof Dalam and Beis in the page of the Rif. Okay, Mozgulo Kos Rishon Beishar etc. And you bring out the vegetables, and you have the dip we call karpas and so on. Heviu lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses, afal pisha, and then right into the machlokes v'charoses, and of mikdash meviu lefon of gufshal pesach. Again, no mention of the shnei tavshil in the version of the Rif, and similarly as well, In the next source, in source number 10, the Rosh, on the Bavli and Pesachim, Perek Yud, Siman Chaf Hey, again, the version of the Mishnah is similar to the Yerushalmi. So it's a striking difference. No mention in the Yerushalmi's Mishnah of anything to do with Shnei Tavshilim. Okay, now, you take
that. Did you believe that the Rift and the Rosh both had?
They had that Girsa, like the Yerushalmi. They obviously had the Girsa, like exactly. Now, the Yerushalmi in the Gemara, source number 11, the Yerushalmi in the, well, I read to you before, we have in source number, whatever it was, 8, that was the Mishnah as it appears in the Yerushalmi. But in the Sugya in the Yerushalmi, again, it's Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, in the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, we have a Braisa, Tani, Ubegvulin, Tzrichin, Shnei, Tavshilin, Echad, Zech, Lepez, Vechad, Zech, Hagiga. It wasn't in the Mishnah's version, of the Yerushalmi's version of the Mishnah, but it appears in the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, by the way, Begvulin means outside the Beis HaMikdash, then Tzrichim, Shnei, Tavshilin, Echad, Zech, Lepez, Vechad, Zech, Hagiga, which was Rav Yosef, by the way, it was later. Rav Yosef is quoted in the Bavli. The Bavli has it in the Mishnah. The Bavli sugi is the Gemara asks, well, what do we have to Shnei Tavshil? What are they? What foods are they? We have different opinions. Rav Yosef says it's got to be Shnei Mine Basar, one commemorating the Chagiga, one commemorating the Pesach. The Yerushalmi, who doesn't have any reference to Shnei Tavshil in the Mishnah, has a quote in the Gemara, Shnei Tavshilin, Echad Zech LePesach, Echad Zech LeChagiga. So the Karbon HaEidah, not Yerushalmi, in source 12, says Shnei Mine Basar, and he says Dafke Tzli Zech LePesach or Mevushel Zech LeChagiga. Okay, the two types of food should be one roasted and one cooked. Two types of meat should be one roasted and one cooked. The roasted, the Korban Pesach is roasted. We'll see about the Chagiga because it was also roasted. But it says Mevushel Zech LeChagiga, and then he says V'yesh Mefarshim Shnei Mine Basar Mevushalin. It should both pieces of meat should be cooked. They don't have to be roasted. Afagav the Pesach Chagiga Tzluyin Hayos Tzluyin, even though it was all roasted. Also Lasos Kain Shlei Had Nir Kochel Kachim Bechutz. We don't want to make it so similar to the actual Korban Pesach Korban Chagiga, and someone will think we're talking eating Kachim Bechutz. We're eating carbonus outside in our house here in Tinek or wherever else you live. Yeah.
When the Yerushalmi says Bulin, is it assuming this is after the carbon or it's
so? Let's see. Let's see. Probably. Okay. Probably.
This is on
now,
the plate.
This will be on the Seder plate. Yeah, on the Seder plate. Yeah. What's with that? Right. Right.
We
well, we don't do that. No, we have the Zohar on the bait, so we don't.
You
but that,
make anything roasted.
In fact, it's
so
we don't have.
So we'll see exactly. So we don't eat roasted, but that's what it says. No, but that's what he says. The Karbon HaEidah quotes two opinions. One is at least the one piece of meat should be roasted corresponding to the Karbon Pesach. And some say, no, nothing should be roasted because you don't want to make it look like it's Kachem Bechutz. Okay?
And is that now, the reason now we don't have roasted?
Yeah, then we'll get to it, yeah. Now, if we take a look at the Pei Moshe, the 13 of Pei Moshe, the Karbon HaEidah and the Pei Moshe are the two principal commentaries in the Yerushalmi. We don't have the Karbon HaEidah on the whole Yerushalmi. The only commentary we have in the entire Yerushalmi is the Pei Moshe. That's only to Rishami from cover to cover. The Karbon HaEidah is a lot, but not everything. The Pnei Moshe, in Pesachim, again, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, verse 13, Pnei Moshe says, Tani Vugvul, and he says, very important, and this is a point that you hinted at before. Mipnei, he says, Mipnei Sheba Mikdash Hayom Vin Lefon of Gufo Shal Pesach, Kiknani Besefo Shnei Tavshim Vugvul and Hud Katani. He says as follows. What did we say, and it alludes to, what did we say the reason behind the Shnei Tavshim is? To commemorate the Pesach and the Chagiga. So now, if you take a look in the Yerushalmi, you talked about the Mikdash, you didn't need to have Shnei Tavshilin on the table at the Mikdash in the days of the Mikdash, because you don't have to commemorate, you actually had the Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga themselves. You don't have to have the Shnei Tavshilin, that's a Begvulin, and maybe even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but when you weren't in the Beis HaMikdash, for whatever the reason. Okay? So then, that's the thing, so then you would have the Shnei Tavshilin Begvulin with the Ketani. Okay, let's assume even when there's no, or especially when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So, huh?
Say in the Bible that it's contrasting
Kulin,
the Kulin versus Mikdash.
We
can't really say that in Yerushalmi so much because it doesn't mention anything about
Shnei Tavshilin. At all. So I'm saying, no, so that's what Pnei Moshe is saying. The Mishnah was talking about
Bismana
Bias. And
then
the Gemara adds.
Yeah, like that. The Mishnah says Uba Mikdash may be
yeah.
But that's mashma that the Mishnah was a certain type. And then Uba Mikdash we did differently. So it's mashma.
Okay, so even there's Bismana Mikdash. But let's say you could say, in Akhanami, but you could say that the Mishnah is talking about, the Mishnah is talking about Bismana. Bismar HaMikdash.
When you are in the Mikdash.
When you're in the Mikdash, you did this.
Bismar HaMikdash, big bull, and they brought
yeah, Tavshilin. Yeah, because you didn't, weren't there. Now the question is, why would...
I don't know what the women and Taf were doing when men were...
The question becomes, who was not in Yerushalayim, right? Yeah. Why were not in Yerushalayim? That becomes, that's a little difficult. Yeah, Yochanan. But we'll see in a second. Give me a second. But that's. But the point of the matter is, if we should assume that the Shnei Tavshilin are commemorative of the Chagiga and the Pesach and Chagiga, so you don't need it when you actually have the Pesach and Chagiga. That, you know,
no,
on the other hand,
it's a good contrast. I just don't. Have
let's say, let because Uba Mikdash,
yeah,
Uba Mikdash. Okay, Erechanami. Which so let's see. Let's go a little bit further. Okay, if we take a look in the, just as a side point, really, the Brisa. If you look in the Bavli, actually, the Brisa, the Bavli also quotes a Brisa, which is similar to the Bavli, the Brisa in Shalmi in 14. It says different Kuf Yedalim Beis. Okay, again, it's sort of like a side point, but it relates. It says. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afal Pishtu Chazeres, Mitzol Havi Lefonav Chazeres V'Charoses U'Shnei Tavshilin. Okay, now, just a moment. We'll leave that. The point is, it's a Bryson, and that may be an important point. Hold the thought. Well, I'm going to say it right now. The idea seems as follows. What Rav Melech Shechter suggests in the Sefer, it's possible that since, you know, what do we need this Brisa for in the Bavli? The Mishnah says it already. In the Bavli, the Mishnah says, so what is the Brisa adding? Okay, that's the question. What is this Brisa on Kuf Yudalmud Bey's adding, okay, in Source 14, that said in the Mishnah already? So what are you adding? So it's possible, he suggests, that maybe whoever put together the Mishnah later in the B'yud HaNasi, whoever organized the Gemara in the structure that we have it now, simply added the Shnei Tavshilin. Really, the Ikaron Shnei Tavshilin doesn't belong in the Mishnah at all. It's not from the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah talks about, you know, it was, but there was such a Brisa. So, in order to make the Mishnah match the Brisa, the Sofer, so to speak, the Magia, who put together the Mishnah, wanted to make the Mishnah match the Brisa, so he added it. That's a possibility. Okay? And the truth of the matter is that the Amoraim, because let's remember, we have in the Bavli Amoraim arguing what the Shnei Tavshilin are. So clearly they had a reference to Shnei Tavshilin. We had Rav Huna and Rava and Chizkiah and Rav Yosef. Those are Amoraim. They're arguing about what the, not arguing because they may not disagree, but they're discussing what the Shnei Tavshilin are. Obviously the Shnei Tavshilin was something that existed. The question is, did they get that from the Mishnah? Because they had a different text in the Mishnah, always from the Brisa. Maybe it was not never in the Mishnah, and they were only arguing on the Brisa. They were their discussion. I keep saying argument. I mean, their discussion flowed from the Brisa, or maybe it flowed from the Mishnah. That's not clear.
What's
okay,
the
yeah.
Of the Gemara, I mean, the Gemara is Shaila Maishnei Tavshilin. Did that
right.
Come before or after the Brisa?
So that's a question. We don't know. I mean, on the page on the Tzuras Hadaf, it comes after. But the question is that necessarily the case?
Then
so if. According to what he's suggesting, maybe the real correct version of the Mishnah is that which appears in the Bavli. The Brisa added up about Shnei Tavshilin, and that's what the Amoraim were talking about. And then whoever put together the Mishnah added this into the Mishnah. It's a possibility. We don't know. But whether or not, however you work the Mishnah out, the question that we're still entitled to ask is, and you're asking that also, Tataka, was this Shnei Tavshilin in the days of the Beis HaMikdash or not? On the one hand, you would argue, again, the Lashon being whatever it's going to be, maybe makes some sense, right? So let's look a little bit. There was a Korban Chagiga and a Korban, of course. So this is a side point. We just know that it exists. Take a look in Source 15. This is a Pasuk in Chumash, Parashas Re'ei, Perek Tazayin of Dvarim Pasuk Beis. It's from the lane of the last day of Pesach. It says, V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Rokecha Tzon Uvokar. B'mokar Shivcha Hashem L'shakein Shmo Sham. The Pesach has brought Tzon Uvokar, right? Really? Tzon Uvokar? Can't be Tzon Uvokar. It's only Tzon. Korban Pesach, the Rashi says in Chumash, in 16. Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Beis. Zachta Pesach, Shemot Tzon, Shenemar, Mina Kvosim, and Ezim Tikochu. Right, you can't bring, the Korban Pesach had to come from Tzon. Right, Pascha Lamb. Right, in English. So what? Where's the Bakar? What is Tzon Ubakar? So Rashi says, the name of Chazal, 16. Again, Ubakar, Tizbach, Lechagiga. Okay, the Korban Chagiga could be Bakar. Okay? And various different dinim are learned. The truth of the matter is, Rashi says, ultimately, and there are other Gemaras about this also, the Korban Chagiga was the main course. Korban Pesach had to be eaten what's called alasova. It was like basically Korban Pesach was dessert. Korban Pesach was the Korban Pesach was not the main course. The main course at their Seder, the main course was the matzah, the mar, and perhaps together or Pesach matzah mar together, whatever hillel. But they would eat what. But the main course was Korban Chagiga meat. That's what Rashi says, and that's why with the bringer Rashi says Mevi'im imo Chagiga teishu nechalasova. The whole reason to have the Chagiga is to have something else to eat. Why do you need to do that? That's not a topic right now, but the Torah says regarding Korban Pesach, not allowed to break the bones. So if you're starving and you eat, people tend sometimes to eat chicken or meat, you know, you gnaw on the bone. Some Korban Pesach, Etzem Osishbaro, it says. So therefore, they want to make sure that people would be satiated. Pick up the Korban Pesach and not that, you know, the Korban Pesach at the end, so you'll have a kazayas of Korban Pesach, you know, don't worry about breaking the bone. But again, that's not our issue either. But the Rambam does pass, look in 17, the Rambam does pass, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Paragir, look at Beis, Kishim Akriven, Esa Pesach, Marishon, Makriven, Imo Shlomim, Biyom Yudal, Minabakar, O Minatzon, Golem, Tanim, Korban, okay, it doesn't have the same rules as the Korban Pesach, but you have to bring it. Again, the reason I'm stressing is because the Torah doesn't exactly say it. The Torah never exactly speaks about the so-called Chagigas Yudal, just hinted in that passage that I quoted before, but never exactly spelled out. Now, anyway, that's the din with that. So coming back now to our issue, okay, with the Shnei Tavshilin. So Tosis there in Pesachim Kufi Dalam Beis says Divrei Maaseh Shnei Minei Basar. Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel Tzli Zeich LePesach Vushal Zeich LaGiga Velo Nehira the Kamal Kaben Tema the Ain Chagiga Nechalas El Tzli. What do you mean Tzli? You're not allowed to, the Korban Chagiga also had to be Tzli. It could be from Bakar. It could be from Zohar in a cave, it doesn't matter, but it had to be Tzli. So therefore, he says, apparently it's only a Zecher. Anyway, he says, L'chach near the Travayim of Ushalin. V'chein mashma loshon tavshilin. Shnei tavshilin, the definition of the word tavshilin, usually means cooked things. So both things can be cooked, that's okay. That's how the Balei Tosfos says. And the Marsha says, but wait a minute, if we're commemorating those Korbanot, the Marsha in the next source, 19, Chidush Halachas Pesachim Kuf Yud Aleph Beis Med B'Divrei Maaseh Beis Minei Basar etc. I said 1 second. So why Taka didn't make both of them roasted if you're commemorating the Korbanos? He says apparently Efsher the Ain Lachus Litzosim came and the Ain Unboyin Bechova El Zecher Ba'Alma. It's only a Zecher. It's not get carried away. It's a Zecher. You don't have to make it exactly the same. It's a Zecher. It's commemorative. Uloshon Tavshil and Hachim Mashu the Loboy Litzlosim. Mashu, you don't have to roast. Okay.
So they could both be. They could both be
right, but he says
it doesn't matter as long.
Right, but he says that. But again, we saw before someone say don't do it, Tzli, because it looks like kachim b'chutz. It looks like the carbon, and we don't do Tzli on Pesach night. But in any event, according to Marsha, he's saying cooked. But the assumption here is that all of this is that the two Shnei Tavshilin are commemorative of the Korban Chagiga or Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. So we look in the Rambam. So it's 20. The Rambam says. It just says Heviel Afanov. Okay, does it say the word mitzvah? Let's take a look. It just says, I think, Heviel Afanov.
Mitzvah means a target mitzvah.
Yeah, well, no, lav dafke, but it says by charos is not a mitzvah. You're saying by diak, you can be daik. It says charos is not a mitzvah. And what it says is maybe it's a mitzvah. But again, our charos says zecher. It's a zecher. Okay. Now, the Rambam tells us, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perches, Halach Aleph 20. Rambam says, Seder Asiyas Mitzvah, Elbe Chalel Chamesh Osar Kahu. Here's the order of activities, or what we do with the night of the 15th. B'tchila, mozin, kosuchol, echad, v'echad. First, you have a cup, uvar, porver, goffin, roman of kiddush hayom, uzman, nashechad, v'sho, so you drink. Good. V'chak, uvar, al, tis, a diamond, oto, yadav, you wash with a bracha, the Rambam says, not my problem right now. We wash without a bracha, most of us. Urchatz, right, it's taka without a bracha. The Rambam says, with a bracha, again, not my issue now. Umavivin, shulchan, aruch, v'olav, mor, v'yerek, acher, v'matz, v'charosas, v'gufo, shal, keves, a pesach, v'bosar, chagiga, shayom, arbosar. He's talking about, obviously, Manabayas. They bring a table set with moror and another vegetable we call karpas, matzah, charoses, and gufo shel keves ha-pesach ubsar chagiga shayom ha-basar. It's on the Seder plate, and this is your question, Rambam says specifically, it's on the Seder table, right? The gufo shel keves ha-pesach ubasar chagiga shayom ha-basar. Now, then he adds, ubizman hazeh, mevien al shulchan shnei mirei basar, echad zeich le-pesach, echad zeich chagiga. Bizman hazeh, we make that substitute. Okay, we might make that substitute. We have, notice the Rambam says, Shnei Minei Basar. He passed us two types of meat. Nothing about an egg so far. Okay, the Zroah we're okay with, but the shank bone or the wing of the chicken we're okay with, but it says, Shnei Minei Basar. So actually, the Maharil, Red Ashkenazic, Rishon, his Seder Haggadah, and Ozvav 21, quotes Rabbi Ravash Darash Yeshi told Beis Minei Basar Achas Shol Egev Achas Shol Boker. He wants to make it as close to the original carbon as possible. Right, it was between eagle, a lamb, and a calf, and a okay, whatever. That was his practice. I'm not saying you have to do that, but in any event, clearly all of this is zecher lePesach and zecher leChagiga. Okay, now if you take a look in the Chiddush Haran in Pesachim Kuf Yud Dalam Beis in his Chiddushim, just a moment, the Ran. The Ran writes as follows: Echad zechabetz, echad zechagiga. Now, in the Bavli, that was only the sheet of Rav Yosef. Remember, Rav Huna said it could be beets and rice and other things, you know. But it was only Rav Yosef. So he says, lechula amaroi nami mishum hachi hu elamat tam kamar the came of the honey time of shetav shim mishum pesachagiga. I mean, a boser boy dumididu. Okay. He says, the truth of the matter is the other Amoraim also, according to what he's suggesting here, the other Amoraim also agree, or at least they agree to the reason. In words, they all, you know, it's possible, it seems, what the Rana seems to be saying, and others say it also, when the David says it, that everybody agrees what the reason behind it is. That the reason is Zechar Pesach and Zechar Giga. All the other Amoraim say it also. All right, that's what he says. L'chul Amor na mishum hachiyu. But they're not so convinced that it has to be exactly the same way. Okay, Ravina feel a grumma, bishula grumma is a bone and some cooked food. Okay, again, they're not as convinced that it has to be exactly parallel, but I'll call upon him. According to the Ran, everybody agrees. Now, you could argue that there's a machlokas in that, in the Gemara. Maybe the machlokas is what do the Tneshei Tavshilin commemorate? If you hold, they commemorate the carbon Pesach and the carbon Chagiga. Good, you have to have taka two types of meat, which Rav Yosef said. Right, but if you so again, the way we're saying is, since it's only commemorative, any type of cooked food will do. Like anything which you know you can brew. But you're right, Enochanami looks more like that. If you take a look,
everyone holds that's the reason Zecher.
Right, so right, but you don't have to go. But apparently, you don't have to go so far as
it just has to be
something
cooked.
Yeah, that's the fact. Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva 23, Shal Tshuva Igos Moshe Archaim Chelik Alasim Kuf Nun Vav. He writes because he's bothered. Our minig is an egg. Where's that popping from? We have an egg. Okay, we have a piece of meat. We have the wing of the chicken wing, right? Or some people use a shank bone, whatever. Okay, a piece of meat. We have it. That's okay. That fits in. But where'd the egg come from? So Moshe writes, Hine bidvar beitza, shibah v'seir leil pesa v'cheshbon o shnei tavshilin. He says, the shnei tavshilin are echad zeich lepesa, echad zeich lechagiga. V'af sh'omer zeh Rav Yosef, says Rav Moshe, even though the author of that opinion is Rav Yosef, and you could argue that the other Amorim argued, Yosef matzich snei mini boser davke mikol makom mashma shalekaman de polik b'zeh. Rav Moshe learned the sugya that nobody argues with that. There's no machlokas about it. Everybody agrees with the reason. Ve'af Rav Huna v'chizke Ravina shalom matzich snei mini boser. Okay, even our other Amor who don't insist that we davke two pieces of meat, still it's they wanted to see they hold it zeich lechagiga also. Okay, again it's something as long as it's something cooked and that's good enough. All right, even though it's not meat, we're not so makbet about it. He said, "V'chein b'forsh b'ran." He refers to that ran. Shakosav shakulu amaroi modu. That's how we hold. However, there is another possibility. Okay, there is another possibility which is less well known than this. There's a pasuk in Micha, Treyosa, Parak Vav Micha pasuk Dal 24. The pasuk says, "Ki elasicha meretz Mitzrayim beisavodim penisicha." Because Baruch Hu says, "I took you out of Mitzrayim," etc. But eshlo lachvanecha es Moshe Aaron and Miriam. I sent you three great Nevi'im, right? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, that's who led you out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's the Pasuk in Micha. The Sefer HaRokeach, one of the Rishonim, the Baal HaTosef, Baal HaRokeach, writes in Hilchos Pesach, Shimon Reish Pei Gimel, 25, Seder HaPesach, he writes, Shnei Tavshilin Zeich LeChagiga LePesach, that's so far so good. Look at this one. V'Ista Amri Zeich LeMoshe LeAaron. How do you like that? That the Shnei Tavshilin are sort of representative of or commemorative of Moshe and Aaron. That's what he says. Ista Amri Zechel Moshe Aaron. Miriam got left out. I don't know. But the Zechel Moshe Aaron. He gives two reasons. One opinion is this Ista Amri, another opinion. Okay? In the Daz Zekena Balatosis, printed in the Chumash, Mikros Gedolos. Right? Parshas Bo, Shmos Paragud Beis Pasuk Ches, on the Pasuk 26, V'ochlos Abosa Balayla Zeh, Beis Tavshilin Zechel Moshe Aaron. Also says that Pshat. I didn't know that before, right? That's an unusual pshat. But Moshe, somehow, this is a totally different explanation. Zecher l'Moshe v'Aaron. Dover acher, dog keneged levyosam, beitze keneged zis. So that's special animals that have to do with the future. Okay, I don't know. That's about la'asu lavo. This being the case, we suddenly have a brand new interpretation. And here, we could say, that maybe that's the Machlokas Amoraim. Not like the Ran said, or Moshe Feinstein said, like the Ran. They're not an auxiliary interpretation. And maybe it's Rav Yosef insists it has to be two pieces of meat. Why? Because he says it's corresponding to carbonos. You're not going to have rice corresponding to a carbon, right? Not like we said before. I'm saying it the other way. We could say that Gufa is the Machlokas Amoraim. Okay? Namely, that we have Shnei Tavshim, the commandment, Moshe and Aaron. That doesn't even meet any two things. We have two things in a Seder plate reminding us of Moshe and Aaron. Okay, we'll have to maybe suggest why
not
these things
are... Not like what Rav Moshe said.
Not like what Moshe said. I'm saying a different interpretation. Rav Moshe saying the name of the Ran. Okay, very important. But we're suggesting here, based on these, we're showing them a different explanation.
Maybe the Machlokes...
Right. So if you hold it's Taka the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, so it makes sense to insist like Rav Yosef does, or Shnei Nebosser. If not, though, if it's something else, the Moshe Aaron, then we could perhaps say it's something else, okay? And we'll see in a second. I would just add, you know what? That could theoretically be the Machlokas, whether you had Zoran Beitza, Bisman HaBayis or not. If the Zoran and the Beitza was commemorative of the Chagig and the Pesach, you don't need it. But it's got a Moshe Aaron, so then even in the days of the Beitza, right? So to answer your question from earlier, did they have Zoran HaBayis? If you hold, like the Rokeach, like the Dazik and Balatosis, that there's another thing that's commemorated by the Snake Tafshil, named Moshe Aaron, however it works with them, we'll get to that. But if you hold like that, so then they always say, it's got nothing to do. Good, you have Gufo Shal Pesach. You have as you said before, maybe it fits better with Lashon, maybe. Okay, but it's a totally different explanation. It's got nothing to do with Pesach and Chagiga. And therefore, it would apply even the days of the Beis HaMikdash.
Well,
Amiri.
I don't understand why Bevulin then. You had it
or not. Yeah, okay, no, so I'm saying, the Taka had a Mikdash.
Right. Why would you point out?
Why do you have to point it out? You have to stress it. Right, okay, good. It's a suggestion. Now, if we take a look in the Meiri and the Avudram, the Kolbo, a few were shown him. Okay, the Meiri is in 27, the Meiri is in Pesachim Kuf Yud Dalar Beis. Kvar Biyanush, Vizman Hazeh, Mitzul Havi Shnei Tavshilin, Shnei Tavshilin, El Necholkim, Ben Gemara, Machokas, what should you use? This food, that food, and so on and so forth. Okay. He says that he mentions. It's interesting. This is one of the sources. Just striking down. The Lamadito in the second line. Sha'or is mutal avash ve'ain lochad zivir omer shu min dogan. Like we said, right? We're not choshesh for the shita of Riachan Manuri. Held that rice is taka one of the grains. The af bizmanim halolu nagu bechlos pesach. And nowadays we eat rice on Pesach. But he says af ktsas bnei adam shenoag lahachiko bePesach. In the days of the Meiri already, apparently some people avoided rice. What is the earliest reference to kidney? It's not so clear. It's certainly not in that kidney is also on Pesach. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. It's not in the Gaonim. The Smak, one of the a little later Rishonim, has it, and it has it as a practice that was already in vogue. And then the Meiri here refers to it in some places. Some people stay away from it. Anyway, he said that's why, and not because, and he explains why. I mean, this is just an important Meiri for Kitneo's purpose. Anyone wants to research that subject. But this Meiri, you know, again, it's a side point for us, but I think it's important to know. He said, on mitzad shishbar gagir mekliposim shadomi lechita. Why do people avoid eating rice? Because in some ways, when you open it or whatever, the grain looks like wheat. Believe it or not, you got geared to us from his arm of people, mix it up and so on. All right, anyway, that was just a side point. At the end, he writes, he says, some yesh mem shitzvichu shnei bine bosa echad zech lebes vutzli vechad zech imu mushul v'loshon zeh posuk gudor mechab v'chein roh so mikol mokom look at the last line of Miri nago am bizroo beitzam. So in the days of the Miri already, you had Zoro and the Beitzah, which the Gemara never mentions. But in the days of the Miri, you already have Zoro and Beitzah, which is what we have, of course. The Af B'Medrash, he has some sort of a Medrash, okay? Af B'Medrash Boim Aleihem Mitzad Aloshon. There's a play on words. Ritzon Olomar, Beya V'Dara. Beitzah in Aramaic is Beya Zroa, Aramaic, the Hebrew Zion, Aramaic, Dalad are, you know, the same. Man Dachar Shemei, right? Man Zachar, right? So it says, Klomar Bo Rachmana Uperkuna B'Dara Maramama. why Zroah and a Beitzah? Because the Zroah, the word Beya, Beitzah is Beya. Some people call Maseches Beitzah, Maseches Beya. You know, so Beya means Ba, because Baruch Hu wanted, he sought, he looked into, he looked into things and he redeemed us. Bidara Marama, Zroah and Atuya, right? So the Zroah is Zroah and Atuya, and the Beitzah, the Beya, because Baruch Hu wanted, this was the Ratzon Hashem, so to speak. So it's such a medrash. I don't know where the medrash is. The Rishonim quoted. The Rav Udram in 28 quotes it as Yerushalmi. Barmina Yerushalmi shalakach lochin be'a v'dara klomar bo'a rachmona l'mifri kesona b'dara m'ramamo. So he has a Yerushalmi. There's no such Yerushalmi that we have extant today, but although some point out that when the Rav Udram and certain Rishonim, when they didn't find something in the Bavli, they referred to it, oh, it's Yerushalmi. Yeah, it doesn't mean Yerushalmi necessarily the Talmud Yerushalmi, but some other midrashic compendium, let's put it that way. Okay, so that's the Avudraham Seder Hagada Uperusha Sotu in the Kolbo. He says again, I'm showing you the days that we've shown him already, Zroah and Beitzah that we have today was already the common practice. Okay, the Kolbo's in Simon Nun. He says, one is that it begins to brings the reasons Zechel Pesach and the Mevushal Zechel Chagiga. Uminagenu on the second line is Lasos Tzli Mizroah HaBehema Zechel Zroah Natuya. And now for the egg, he mentions something else very interesting. Look at the last line of 29. Why Zechel HaAvelus Beis HaMikdash? That's a new one. Okay, well, Zechel HaAvelus Beis HaMikdash, what's that got to do? Okay, so now we know that an egg is a food associated with Avelus. Rachman Al-Tzlan, when somebody returns from burying one of the relatives, so the Sudas Havra, the first meal provided by the neighbors, that comes from, among the food is egg. Egg is circular, it's a circle of life and so on. So anyway, the minig is to have eggs. The Tisha B'Av, right, for the last meal, the Sudam HaSek, well, Tisha B'Av, we eat an egg, right? So egg is a Michael of Avelus. So the Beis Yosef quotes this in Siman Tofai and Gimel 30, Archaim Siman Tofai and Gimel. He says, "V'amavusha osim beitzah zechel avelus beis hamikdash." Others say, "Yeshon eshi kala levashel." It's easy to cook. Okay, it's just giving the cook a break to make something that's easy to cook. But I mean, we have to figure out where does avelus come in here. I mean, what avelus? Avelus beis hamikdash now? Well, what does that got to do with Leil Pesach? Okay, good. Okay, very good. So the Shulchan Aruch takes a little further. Archaim Simon Tuf Iron Vav, Sif Beis, the Ramah. Noagim Miktsas Mekomos Lechol Besuda Beitzim. Many people, at least among the Ashkenazim, have the practice. We actually not only have the egg on the Seder, but we actually eat it. Usually we eat it right at the beginning of the meal, right? That's the first thing.
Freebie.
Well, that's yeah. Right. It's yeah, it's the entree, right?
Before the meal.
Before the meal, right? No? Yeah, right.
The
before the meal. Yeah, it's the appetizer, exactly. But it's also Zechel Avelus. What Avelus? So this is the Venir Eli Atam. Mishum Shalel Tishabav Nikba Baleil Pesach. Okay? Whatever night of the week the first Seder is, that's the same night of the week Tishabav. Tishabav is always the same day of the week as the first day of Pesach. Guaranteed. Okay, so we'll tell you right now. Tishabav is a Tuesday this year. Monday night, Tuesday. Just is. Okay, that's when this calendar thing works. The only thing, I mean, sometimes Pesach will be Friday night, so Tishabav won't observe because it's Shabbos, we push it off. But it's one of those things that always works. The Mishnah Berurah points out, it's called Yud Beis. Pirish Kamosha Chal Yom Al Shal Pesach Yeh Le'olam Be'osa Yom Tisha B'Av. Right? That's the first of Rosh Chodesh. It's one of the rules. It's Atbash. You know, there's certain ways of remembering. You can figure out from Pesach when most of the other holidays are going to be. No, I'm right. We're talking about now, the days of the Shulchan Aruch. No, that's not. Yeah, right. So, no, the bait. Well, by the time the Beitzah was in, it became customary, it was Tisha B'Av. He's just saying, it's available. Just an interesting point. Just to, you know, the mnemonic. You can remember. You can figure out all the Yom Tov and Pesach. With the reverse of the alphabet. You have Aleph and Tov. At, right. So Aleph represents the first day of Pesach. Whatever day of the week the first day of Pesach is, Tov. So Tisha B'Av will be Tisha B'Av that year. Then Beis. Next letter of Hebrew alphabet is Beis. Aleph Beis. Second to last letter before Tov is Shin. So Beis Shin. You're matching up the first and the first, second. So At Bashka. So Beis Shin. So whatever day of the week the second day of Pesach is, Shin. Shavuos. Will be that day of the week. So this year, the first day of Shavuos will be Wednesday. It will be. Okay, it works. Then, Aleph Beis, then Gimel. What's the other direction? Backwards, Tovshin, Reish. Okay, Gimel, Reish. Whatever day the third day of Pesach is, Rosh Hashanah will be that day. Sukkah is also, because Sukkah is obviously exactly 2 weeks after Rosh Hashanah. So this year, what is Pesach? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Yeah, Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday. 3 day Yontif this year, in the fall, folks. So Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday. Then there's Dalad. That's the next letter. And Kuf. Okay, that's the one that's a little bit of a stretch. Okay, Dalad is the fourth day of Pesach. Kuf, Kriyas HaTorah, Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is always the fourth day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Simchas Torah this year will be a Friday. Okay, because that's the fourth day of Pesach. Then Hay and Tzadi. That's the next letter is Hay, and the next later letter is Tzadi. So Tzom, Yom Kippur. Okay, whatever day of the week the fifth day of Pesach is, that year Yom Kippur will be that day. So this year the fifth day of Pesach is Shabbos, Yom Kippur in the fall will be on a Shabbos. Then Vav and Pei. Okay, that's the next letter is Vav, and going backwards the next letter is Pei. Vav is whatever day of the week the sixth day of Pesach is Purim, but the only thing with Purim, it's talking about the previous Purim, the Purim that just was. Okay, so the sixth day of Pesach this year is a Sunday. Purim was a Sunday. Okay, and if you want to help from forward, so Lag BaOmer is always the same day, plug. Lag BaOmer is always the same day as Purim. Lag BaOmer is a Sunday. Okay, so that was in the Monarch as it appears
nothing
in the Torah. Okay, Chanukah is a very one. I'll tell you why. Because Chanukah is sometimes Tishrei, sometimes Cheshvan has 29 days, sometimes 30. Sometimes Chanukah is a variable. You won't have any Chanukah. What's interesting is the mnemonic stops here, but there is a seventh day, right, of Pesach, right? We had Aleph Beis Gimel Daled Hei Vav, and working backwards, Tav Shin Reish, going back all the way to Vav Pei. So if we were to continue, it would be Zion, and the next letter would be Ayin. So I'm not making any political comments. It just so happens that whatever day of the week, the seventh day of Pesach is Yom Atzmaut is that day. Ayin Atzmaut. So take it for whatever it's worth. Okay, it works. Okay, so and then you have to go back to Ches, but Ches is back to Aleph, right? All right. Anyway, but that's what he says. So, but still, you know, we need to figure out a little more. Just to say, we have an egg on a Seder plate because it's you know Avelis, just because it happens to be the same day of the week is, you know, not that, you know, so what. The answer is, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramor writes. He says, because on Leil Pesach, actually, there is a little bit of a tinge of Avelis. Because a major piece of the Pesach event is missing, namely the Korban Pesach. I mean, we feel the absence of the Beis HaMikdash on Leil Pesach. And that's why you said before, we say, Kein also Hillel Bizman, Shabbos HaMikdash HaKai. We do look back with longing at the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. We do. You know, we don't want to just... It's a night of grandeur, a night of majesty, and all these other Haggadahs have nice nicknames, night of this and night of that, all good. But there is also something missing. And in fact, if we think about it, Rav Soloveitchik points out, the end of the Haggadah is all about longing for the future Gula. All the hollow at the end, you know, the hollow at the end of the, it's not talking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim anymore. We say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim earlier. The end of the hollow is the future. Ana Hashem Oshiyana, B'sochech Yerushalayim, all the songs in Nirtza, Adir Hu Yivne Beis HaBekar, L'shana HaBob Yerushalayim, that's all projecting forward. Anyway, so that's the idea of having on a Seder plate an egg according to this approach. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah. The Prima Gadim, in some Mishnah Zazov, even Tov Ayin Vav, in Sivkot and Gimel, mentioned something else at the end. Remez, Ki Avram Avinu Alav Shalom, Meis Ber of Pesach. We have that tradition. This egg is like we mourn Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu connects because, you know, the whole Bris Ben Hapsarim announcing the Shibud of Mitzrayim was, of course, said to Avram Avinu. So he has another aspect of Avelis. All right. The Mishnah Berurah points out in 35, Tzimt Tof Ayin Gimel, Sif Katan Chof Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah points out, again, we have the Minig, Nagu Bebosar Rebate, so that's the Minig. But, he says, if one wants, Kol Shekein Iboi Laso Shnei Minei Bosar, you want to have two pieces of meat, Echad Tzliv, Echad Mevushal, it's okay. And we say Af Bebeitza. But, and he mentions some of the other things that we have about Avelis and other things as well. Okay, but that is the that's the Mishnah Berurah, and again, that is the widespread practice certainly in our time. What's that?
He also says Zechul Pesach
Chagiga. Yeah, right. So it's all the reasons together. It looks like we look at 36. The Marshal writes in the Tshuva Siman Peches 36. Okay, he says, "Gamma Shomer Yisker Ma'aseh Who Him V'Natzav Ratzon." Look at this. Sheikach Shnei Atavshilim V'Hainu Zohar Beitza V'Yochleim. Till now, we've been talking about these items on the Seder plate. Mm. Now, the other items on the Seder plate, we eat. We eat the maror, we eat the charoses, we eat the karpas. Okay, so the Marshal says, eat this too, right? Eat this on the basis, you're supposed to eat them. And therefore, he says, v'yizor shalo yeshum echad soli. That's why we don't make it in roasted. Because even the beitzah you shouldn't roast, because even though no one's going to confuse the beitzah with a carbon, but still, we don't do it. Uminag Ashkenaz, nonetheless, he says, the minig in some places, that I remember my mother even roasted the egg after hard boiled the egg. Roasted the egg. Many people do it, right?
Yeah.
They burnt the egg, roast the egg, roast the wing, and roast the egg also. But now we don't eat it, okay? But he says, "Uminag zar hu beinav uneged minag talmud." I don't know where that comes from, okay? And I think you should eat it, and so on and so forth, okay?
The burning of the egg was safe for the
Okay, maybe. Maybe another. Maybe. Okay. But anyway, that's our practice today. But he said we don't go ahead and eat it. Now the Aruch HaShulchan, okay, also mentions, Aruch HaShulchan always quotes the common practice. Siman Tafai in Gimel Siftes 37. Aruch HaShulchan says in the second line, Mina Ga'olam Bebasu Bebeitza, and the buster should be Yisroa, it should be, you know, the fore part, the forearm, or the leg, or the wing, we usually use the wing in my family. If you can, Zecha Zonia Tuya. And again, we don't eat it, and some people do roast it, other people don't roast it. Okay. Now, interesting though, the Chayadim points out something important, and I think that some people are nichshol on this. Not that it's the worst thing in the world, but it's something to be aware of. Okay, just in speaking about all this. The Chayadim writes in Klal Kuf Lamed Siv Vav 38. The Chayadim says, Noagin Honech Alakar Beitz Azroah. The minig is the Beitz and Azroah. But Tzarech Litzlosa Me'erev Yontif. He says, you should roast it before Yontif. Not on Yontif, especially if you're not going to eat it. Because there is the heter to cook on Yontif is only to cook something that you're going to eat. Now, there's no stam heter to cook on Yontif. You're allowed to cook on Yontif, right? Ochel Nefesh, you're going to eat. So he says, therefore, you're not going to eat it. So you can't roast the egg and the Zerah on Yontif itself once Yontif started. However, and therefore, he says, Vim Shachach, Utsalm Yontif, let's say, forgot, then you should eat it not at night, but the next morning. Don't eat it at the Seder table because we don't eat Tzli, but you can eat for lunch. Okay, that's what he says. Tzarech lechal azor b'yomtiv rishon. But not b'layla, tzvishalo eshein ochen tzli b'layla. Of course, the egg, he says, you can eat at night. Okay, you can eat, and many people do. But at the end, he writes, look what he says, v'ra'alah ha'maisa, I find it objectionable that many times after cleaning up, then they say that people throw out the zroah. They're cleaning it, clear off the table, all the garbage, right, there's pieces of lettuce all over the place, and walnuts. So people clear up the table, and they throw the zroah into the garbage. It's not right. It's a v'biza mitzvah. This is on your Seder place. This is a mitzvah. And therefore, save it for lunch. How about we do that? We eat it for lunch. Okay, that's what the Chayyim. Mishnah Berurah brings it also.
Do you use lamb or do you use chicken?
I use chicken wings. Yeah. Chicken wings, that's what we use. Yeah.
Never heard that.
Huh? Never heard that? Oh, some people use the polka, I guess. Well, the wing is like the four, you know, there's like the Zerah.
I like it. It's harder to get the
thing from. So. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. Again, people have different arguments. It's all good. Okay? Again, the Mishnah Berurah allows you to eat the Mishnah Berurah also in Siman Tafai and Gimel Sivkot Lamed Beis allows you to eat the egg, even if the egg is roasted. He says you can eat the egg. Mishnah Berurah says the only issue of roasting is eating roast meat, but the roast egg will be okay. And he quotes the Chayyim also, it's not a good idea. He doesn't like the idea of throwing it out. Okay. Now, another interesting discussion that relates to this, you know, what the real mucker is for the Zohar and the Beitza. Is it a Zecher Lekar Chagiga and the Pesach, or is it a Zecher to the Moshe Aaron or whatever? Another interesting discussion. You know, if you look in Source 40, the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah tells us, Eimosai mevi Chagiga imo bizman shubo b'chol. This idea of the so-called Chagigas Arbasar, the Chagigas Yudal, the special carbon Chagiga, it's not really mentioned exactly in the Torah, but we that's only when Erev Pesach is a weekday, like this year, it's a Monday. Then you can bring a carbon Chagiga in the afternoon. But when Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos, which happens every once in a while, okay, so then, Bizman Shubba B'Shabbos, then Ein Mevi and Imo Chagiga. There is no Chagiga. In other words, the carbon Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Carbon Pesach itself you bring even on Shabbos, right? V'yasu b'nei Yisrael it's a Pesach Moado. Okay, you make carbon. You have to. That's the landing for the last day Chalamot, Erev of the last days. Pesach Sheni. It says V'yasu b'nei Yisrael Pesach Moado. But Moado afilu b'Shabbos. So we bring carbon Pesach afilu b'Shabbos. By the way, I saw somebody point that interesting. And how do you get a drush? What do you mean, Moado afilu b'Shabbos? Who says? You know, so it's interesting. If you look carefully, that year, the second year, the first year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we have a tradition that the first of Nisan, that year, the second year that came out of Mitzrayim, was a Sunday. Because it says that that day was the many first. It was the first day of the week. It was the first day of the Chodesh. It was the first day of the Mishkan. And many firsts. It's such a medrash like that. So it was the first. Well, 1 second. So if the first of Nisan that year was a Sunday, that means, by definition, the 14th was a Shabbos. So when HaKadosh Baruch, when Moshe said that, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael a Pesach Moado, talking to that people then, he meant, do it now, meaning even Shabbos, because it was Shabbos that year. So that's where the drasha comes from. All right, side point.
Anyway,
do Pesach for the next 38. Okay. Anyway, but that's a side point. But getting back to this, so the Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos. And that's how the Gemara it says on Daf Samach Tesam Beis in Pesachim, going over to the next Talmud and so on. It's not obligatory in the same way. We only do it when it's mandatory. Okay, like Korban Pesach. That's the Rambam Paskins per Yud Halacha Yud Beis. And now is an interesting point. Tosus says, let's move to 43. Tosus says in Pesachim Kufi Dalam Beis Diva Maschel Echad Zech LePesach Echad LaGiga Keshachal Yud Dalios B'Shabes. Ein sarachach bishul echad. You don't need shnei tavshil in the Seder that year, because if you should assume that the shnei tavshil commemorate the Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga, so when Leil Pesach, the first night of Pesach, the Saturday night, there was no Korban Chagiga. So such a year, you only need one.
Wait,
that's what Tosus says.
Remember it like it was.
That's what he says. You don't have to insist on that, but that's what he says. He says keshachal yosh ein sarachach with the Chagiga zudal ein adokah the Shabbos. Umihu, now you say. Okay, and the Ri also says, Umir Omeri, the Mikol Mokom Ein Lechalik. You don't make a distinction. The Domi Lechovat, in Hayamanichim, Raso Shnei Tavshim, Regam Yeshok, Shemal Yosef, Bishar Pesachim. It looks like, well, like a low plug. You know, like you said, every other year, most of the time, comes out like that. So do it like that this year, and don't worry about it. People aren't going to, he says there's a certain concern, but he says a very important point. Before I read the rest of the Tosa, I want to go back and say, one second, if it's Moshe and Aaron, right. Then even in a year like, it doesn't matter whether they had a Korban Chagiga that afternoon or not. It's Moshe and Aaron, you always have Shnei Tavshilim, right? So look what Tosfos weaves in, very interesting. He raises the question, well, the Chacham always afraid about this. Let's assume this year, Erev Pesach, so Shabbos, right? So we're going to have at our Seder, Shnei Tavshilim anyways, Echad Zeich LePesach, Echad Zeich LeChagiga. Now, during the course of the year, Baruch Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt. Okay, so now next year we're having, it's Pesach, and it happens to be because it'll be Kiddush up here a year. So it's again Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Could happen like that. It's again Erev Pesach on Shabbos. And we're trying to think, should we bring a Korban Chagiga? Well, one second. Last year we commemorated the Korban Chagiga even though it was Shabbos. So Mistama, you're supposed to mix people up, right? It'll confuse people. So it'll be, like the Gemara has that by the Korban, the Korban Omer. It says, last year we did it like this, so we're going to do it like this again. So Tosus says, no, here's no problem. Look at the end of Tosus. And that not marker. It's Kufi Dalman Beis, source 43. Kshibane, when the basement of the Beirut, Moshe V'Aaron Yeimano. Don't worry. Moshe and Aaron will be around. They'll remind us not to make a mistake based on last year. Okay? It's just an interesting thing which kind of weaves. Now we can ask, what do you have to have two different reasons? What does Moshe and Aaron fit in? Well, the two reasons go together in a way. You have the Zechel of Pesach Giga, and Moshe and Aaron will make sure we always do it the right way. Okay, just a side point. Okay? The Rush also, in Pesach and Parakut, Simon Chafei, the Rush also writes that some say, and he seems to hold that way, such a year, he says, only bring one carbon, one zecher, one piece of meat, because again, Meheri Bar Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, and people will be mixed up the following year. That's what the Rosh says. On the other hand, he quotes on the next page, Bar Ben Yaakov Me Orleans, right? That's not New Orleans, but Old Orleans, right? In France, we have Yaakov Me Orleans. And Yehuda Mikurvil, Hayu Omid Tzarch Shnei Tavshil, no matter what, that they always say, and the same thing they say for Amanik, Simon Peivav, some people say one, you want to make two, it's also okay. There was a rule, and some Ration Vav says it, the Maram Chalava, many bring this same sort of an idea. Okay, turn to the back page, to wrap up. Okay, there goes Maimon, is on the Rambam, because Chomet Matzah Perkes and Oz Beis, he says, some people, it's apparently two of them in Hagim. So the Turim and Hagim, he quotes, some people only had one Tavshil in such a year, Amnon Pirish, Rabbi Nuchil, Shein Lachos, Kevon She'eno Kiyim Zecher. He says, on the back page 46, he said, let's remember, there's only a Zecher anyway. What? I mean, we have to be so precise, as you said before. It has to be exactly like it was. The whole thing's a Zecher, okay. And therefore, and Adarabi, you make it too much like a Zecher, so it looks like you're treating it like a carbon. Again, it's carbon b'chutz. So he said we should always make Shnei Tavshilin. Okay. Now, the Maharil, look at 47, you have to contrast this Maharil with what we had from Maharil back in source 21. Back in source 21, the Maharil said his practice was to always have two pieces of meat for the Shnei Tavshilin, because commemorating the two carbonas. When Erev Pesach landed on a Saturday night, he still took Shnei Tavshilin, but it wasn't two pieces of meat. He made the distinction, and that year, he would have something else. Amar Marei Segal, that's the Maharil. Maharil was Rabbi Yaakov, the Lamed stands for Levi, it was a Levi. Okay, Maharil. Not to be confused with the Maharal. Okay, different person. Maharil, earlier, Yaakov Levi. Okay, so that's what the Lamed, he was a Levi. So the word Segal, Siegel, people have the last name Siegel. You do an investigation, you'll find that most people called Siegel Alevim. Because Sama Gimel Lamed is an acronym. Sgan Lakoin, the assistant to the Kohen. A lot of people are going to call Siegel Alevim. So, now of course today things would change at Ellis Island or whatever, but, you know, Lamais, a lot of people. Anyway, so he's called Mari Segal sometimes instead of the same person. Whatever it is, he quotes from somebody else in his Rebbeim that he would, had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, when it was Motzei Shabbos, he would take time. That's when he would do a bus on a Beitza to avoid the whole problem. Okay. The tour in Sintafai and Gimel also quotes this Machlokes, and the conclusion is that we don't make any distinction, that we always do it the same thing. We always have the same. The Mishnah Berurah also says Lo Plug Rabbanan and Tafai and Gimel Chav Beis. Okay, now, the Eliyahu Rabba, in referring to that Tosos, in Siman Tafai and Gimel Sif Yud, the Eliyahu Rabba writes, he quotes the Rokeach Zeichel Moshe Aaron, and he says, V'hu Tamua. What kind of wild thing is that? Zeichel Moshe Aaron. You have two pieces of food. It's very strange. I mean, it's on the books. It's in the Rokeach. It's in the Balei Tosos on the Chumash. But it's all strange.
What is it about?
Yeah, right. So he, exactly. So he says, like that Tosos, he says, Moshe and Aaron, we got to keep them in the mix because since having, the real reason is the Zeichel Pesach and Zeichel Chagiga. But that could lead people to confusion in a year when it's Motzei Shabbos. So you'll take two Tavshil and people remember the following year there was a carbon maybe. There was a Zeichel, so we better bring the carbon. So Moshe and Aaron are going to straighten it out. That's what he says, similar to that Tosis. Before I expand on that, to Mamish to conclude, the last few sources tell us or call our attention to another time, and here could be a totally different reason for Shnei Tavshilin. With this, we'll finish. Okay, there is another reference in Mishnayos to Shnei Tavshilin. Also about Erev Tavshilin. I'm not talking about Erev Tavshilin now. Look at the Mishnah, 51. Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yocha Adam Shnei Tavshilin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, your last meal before the fast, you're not supposed to eat two cooked items. We don't eat two cooked items. We don't. Okay? And the Rashi there in Taina says, Chavam is Basar V'Dogim, or Basar Beisar, all of Odagu Beisar, like Barve Pesachim, the same thing, makes the connection. We don't. Why? The Rambam tells us, in Hilchos Taina's Parakei Halacha Zayin, the Rambam tells us, you know, Tisha B'Av, the Torah of Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochav Shnei Tavshilin. Okay? Nobody said why, but that's the minig. The Surah Mavsekah should not be Shnei Tavshilin. So the Shulchan Aruch too. Okay, and Simon Tovkov Nunbei, Sif Aleph. So the Mr. Brewer explains, Sif Gotten Aleph, last source. Lo Yochal, Kede La Harbos Evel, Belizkar Chorban Abayas, V'yitzta'er Olav. Okay, apparently, when you have Shnei Tavshilin, that's a symbol that this is a chosh of a meal. I have two cooked items, a toss, you know, it's not exactly a seven course dinner, but it's a two course dinner. There's something, you know. So on Erev Tisha B'Av, we want to highlight the Avelas. We don't even eat a regular meal. We don't even eat a two-course meal. We have one thing, just a bite, and that's it. It's a sign of Avelas. But what that means is, the flip side of the coin, is that Shnei Tavshilin is a sign of Chashivas. Perhaps the Shnei Tavshilin on the Seder plate are to give the meal more Chashivas. Right, it's true we don't eat the Beitza. We don't eat the Zohar. We do eat the Beitza. But we want to give the meal more Chashivas. The Pesach meal is something significant. It's not just a regular Yontif meal. You know, every Yontif we have a meal at night. Shavuos, we also have a meal. The last days of Pesach, we also have a meal at night. Rosh Hashanah, we also have a meal at night. Shabbos, we also have a meal at night. It's one of the Sudas, right? So, Yontif also. But apparently the Pesach Seder meal is something more than just the regular Yontif meal. It's part, in other words, even if there wouldn't be a din to eat a meal on Yontif, apparently we eat on Pesach also. It's part, and I'm just suggesting, it's part of the general expression of B'nai Chorin. We can afford to have a chash of a meal tonight. So we put Shnei Tavshilin on the Seder plate as almost as a demonstration of Cheres, that we are, you know, we're chash of, this is a special night, we're free, we're B'nai Chorin, right? The poor person can't, you know, get table scraps, okay? But a Ben Chorin can afford to have a fancier meal. In the days of Chazal, Shnei Tavshilin was symbolic of a chash of a meal. Okay, today, I don't know, maybe I thought there are lots of other, you know, what is it, two sides. You get two sides with every entree, right? So, you know, all right, but those days they had one side with the entree. That was it. But in any event, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says as a possibility for another reason. I would just add on the Aruch HaDrushim as I finish Mamish, okay? The two primary reasons, maybe pointing us to past and future. The Zohar and the Beitza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, the Zohar too, he wanted to take us out, that's the past. But the reference to Moshe and Aaron, as I said before, that's the future. And the truth of the matter is, Zroa is action, right? The Zroa is always action, you got to do something. And Beitza, again, you know, the egg is the reproductive, it presents, protects the future. It's a reproductive organ. We're human beings too, right? So eggs are associated with reproducing. So there's really two things. The Shnei Tavshilin may have a dual role. Aside from what I said about the Chashuv meal, may have a dual role. It's a Zecher, you know, it's projecting backwards, but it's also projecting forward. The Zroa, action, you got to do things, right? Beitza, the reproductive organ, I have more children, I have more, you know, transmit our values next to the children and so on and so forth. That's the idea of the Zroa and the Beitza at the Seder table. So here, even these two innocent items, you know, can be laced with a certain amount of significance, and perhaps the Zroa and the Beitza sort of serve as a link from the Gula of the past to the Gula of the future should come quickly. Take the opportunity to wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Those who are interested, my Shabbos HaKadosh Rosh will be on Shabbos morning in my shul. We have Davin at 8:30, there'll be Kiddush 11 o'clock, and Bez Hashem, the Suda, the Drosha at 11:30. The topic is Hotzianam Avdus L'Cheres, how the Seder is an expression of true, the actual Seder is an expression of true freedom. Okay, I wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.